Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. Chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I've taught you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Verses 1 through 27, all of Proverbs chapter 4. Father, we thank you once again for the truth, the fact that your word is a book full of wisdom. From Genesis to Revelation, it's eternal wisdom for us to read, to meditate on, and to walk in. Thank you for the wisdom and the grace that flows through our minds and our hearts daily as we open your word and spend time with you one-on-one. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer, praise, worship, and thanksgiving. Empower us to be believers who live in a prayer mode continually. Teach us more and more and empower us to walk out in obedience to the truth, the command in which you tell us to pray without ceasing. Thank you for your guidance, your help, and your instruction in doing just that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer at this time.
Father, we come to you today, and we're so thankful that we can approach your throne. And Father, we pray for our listening family with all the needs, whether it's health needs or financial situation or relationships or those who don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we bring them to you today and ask that you do a mighty work in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Just a reminder, I'd like to encourage you to take time to go to our Facebook pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live, and like them if you would. We would really appreciate that. And also, we'd like to continue to remind you to take time to visit the AFA Resource Center. It used to be the AFA store online, but it's now, the new name is the AFA Resource Center, and you'll find features and products that are tools to help strengthen you and encourage you as a disciple and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, it's a marketplace to help inform and equip and activate individuals and helping believers to become more faithful disciples, bold disciples in our culture. vessels that God can use to help transform American culture. Stop by and pick up some of the great resources and join thousands of others in helping to transform our world. Visit the AFA Resource Center by going to resources.afa.net. Again, that's resources.afa.net. AFA Resource Center is a ministry of the American Family Association. We'd like to remind you, too, I have a couple books that I've had the privilege of writing that are in the bookstore, and I would mention both books are meant to be serious discipleship tools to help strengthen you in your walk with the Lord. The one book entitled The Intercession Chronicles, it's a work of fiction, but it's a serious tool to help set your prayer life on fire and to encourage you and your family in your prayer life and in your walk with the Lord. It does have a prayer guide at the very back of the book to help strengthen and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Again, The Intercession Chronicles, found in the AFA bookstore. But also, the second one is A Pastor's Notes, God Calls the Church to Stand Boldly for Life. And it's a book to help equip you to become a believer that has a heart like the Lord's heart for the life issue. It's tragic how that too many in our world are much too laid back. And obviously, people in the world would not understand the word and the will of God as it relates to why it's important for us to boldly stand for life. Yet many people that consider themselves Christians are much too laid back as well. There are things that all of us can do to help come against the tragedy of abortion and help end the tragedy of abortion in our world. We're called to boldly stand for life as the church, individually and collectively. So the book is a tool to help equip you to be a warrior in the kingdom of God, to do just that, a warrior boldly standing for life. Hope you get the book. Again, the title is A Pastor's Notes, God Calls the Church to Stand Boldly for Life. Hope you'll take time to get that. Again, both books are found at the AFA bookstore. Again, go to resources.afa.net to find both books. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today, specifically, we're looking at the topic preparing our children and youth to be kingdom warriors. Again, preparing our children and youth to be kingdom warriors. And, you know, there goes the gang. We hadn't heard from them in a little while. Pete and all the rest of them. Well, they're excited to hear about the fact that we'll be dealing with a topic to help and encourage our young people and our youth. And let me just say this too, to every believer listening, it is so critically important that we understand that, you know, you take the topic of spiritual warfare. Sometimes believers will have the idea that they don't like to talk about spiritual warfare. They don't like the topic and feel like it's discussed too much, and they don't really want to deal with it. Well, the reality is this, like it or not, all of us have to deal with spiritual warfare every single day of our lives. Some days the warfare is more intense than others, but we're wise to recognize we're dealing with it every day. But keep in mind, not only do we as adults, adult men and women, have to deal with it, like it or not, our children deal with it as well. And sadly, in just listening to the news, we see how that too many of our children and young people are succumbing to just the threat and the reality of spiritual warfare in their lives. We hear of sad stories in the news of young people being bullied to the point where sometimes they will take their own lives, and a high suicide rate amongst young people. We hear of young people and children murdering other children, and sometimes children murdering adults as well. The problems such as pornography and sexual temptation are very real for youth and young people. And also, sexual confusion is so rampant in our culture and in our world today. There's a great need for us to recognize that as believers, it's critical that we take the work of helping to prepare our children and young people to become kingdom warriors. We need to take that task very, very serious. It's important to understand that if a parent made the mistake of thinking, well, I'll help prepare my child when they're just about an adult. Well, sadly, some young people will never see adulthood because of so many of the vices and the problems and the darkness that is attacking our families and our world today. So it's critical that we take this very, very serious. So as we look at this topic, I want to invite you to turn your attention to the book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 6. And of course, we started out by reading Proverbs chapter 4. And let me say this in all seriousness. It's powerful to note How many of the Proverbs begin with words such as, hear my children, or my son, or a phrase maybe similar to that? Because what you find is it was a parent that sat down to talk, to train, to teach their child about life, to share wisdom, to guide and mold and help to shape, helping to shape their child, their son or their daughter, to be a godly young man or a godly young woman. Instruction time for parents and children is very, very important. In fact, it's something we can't really overemphasize. So here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, this passage too deals with God's command for we as believers to teach and train our children to live a godly and God-honoring life. Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now, I'm going to go back to verse 4 and read that portion one more time. And I want you to listen to what the Word of God is saying, basically as it's teaching and encouraging us to live a lifestyle of teaching, training, and guiding our children, and providing an environment where they can receive the Word of God, to walk in its wisdom, and to be impacted consistently by the Word of God. Picking up again at verse 4 of Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 4 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us as parents and as believers who have the opportunity to guide, to mold, and shape young people and youth, to help teach them your word, to teach them truth, and to teach them how to walk in that truth as well. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom, grace, and boldness so that we would boldly carry out this very important work of discipling our children, teaching them how to come to know you, to live for you, and to boldly live a life for your glory. Thank you for the opportunity to teach and train our children to become kingdom warriors, children who know how to read your word and put your word to work as the sword of the spirit that it is in their lives, children who know how to walk and live a life of obedience. And thank you for the opportunity to help our children to be children who know how to pray and know how to walk with you in prayer and recognize the need to be persons of prayer. Help us more and more with every passing day, Father, to learn to make it a lifestyle, to teach, to train, to mold and guide our children to be the godly boys and godly girls you'd have them to be, that will grow up to become godly men and godly women that live for your glory. Thank you for this opportunity. Help us and empower us and anoint us afresh with the spirit of diligence in doing this important work. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking at the topic, preparing our children and youth to be kingdom warriors. We'll be right back.
You give me hope.
music of Lincoln Brewster with Made New. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, preparing our children and youth to be kingdom warriors. And we're talking about the importance of us faithfully and boldly discipling our children, teaching and training them to not only come to know the Lord, but learning how to walk with God as bold witnesses for Christ in the world. You know, it's been said that the best defense is an offense, and I think that's very, very true, obviously, in sports and in military conflict, but it's certainly true in spiritual warfare. If we simply obey God, that's a powerful both offensive and defensive weapon, simply obeying God. And God has clearly called us in the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28 to go into all the world and make disciples. And, of course, a starting place, of course, is ourselves and our own children and our youth and the youth in our churches and in our communities as well. And the fact is, the single most important decision in all of life is the decision to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. How important it is that we are diligently sharing the gospel with our children and youth so that they can come to know Christ. Again, the most important thing in the world for them to do is to come to know the Lord and then to learn how to walk with Him as well. But then once they are saved, it's very important that we take in a very diligent way the responsibility God calls us to disciple them, to help them to grow and grow strong. Our children are precious. They're precious gifts from the Lord. They're entrusted to us. They belong to God. They're simply entrusted to us. You know, the reality is children are gifts from the Lord. Our children, often, especially when they're young, they make us laugh. They bring joy to our hearts and our lives in many ways. And it's important that we understand, though, first and foremost, they belong to God. And it's important that we do what God is calling us to help and guide and mold them to be the godly boys and girls God would have them to be. Just share a couple humorous stories about children. Remind them of an instance, a story that's told of a young boy, probably around 9 or 10 years of age. He's standing in the entryway, and he's looking at a plaque of persons who had served in the armed forces who had died. And it had many, many names in the vestibule of entryway of the church. And he was just looking and looking, and finally the pastor stepped up behind the young man and said, "Son, do you know what you're looking at?" And he said, "No, sir, I don't." He said, "These are the names of the people who died in the service." The boy just continued to stare for a few more moments, and then he very solemnly asked, "Did they die in the 8 o'clock or the 11 o'clock service?" Well, again, in a child's mind, children think like children think, you know. As I said, often they make us chuckle, but the beauty is each child is precious to the Lord. Another story shared by a mom, a true story where she was sharing of her children who wanted to bless and surprise her on Mother's Day. This mother said, many years ago, my two sons spent time coaching their toddler sister to say something special to me on Mother's Day. They'd been teaching her, "You are priceless." Certain that they had the words lined up right, they finally had their little sister ready to say the special message to their mom. They watched, peeking out from behind the door, as their little sister proudly made her way, marching down the hallway and then walking up to their mom. She called out to me, and it went on to say, she called out to me and then proudly announced to me, "Mommy, you are worthless." Well, the fact is, again, our children often make us laugh and chuckle. But the beauty is each child really is priceless. They're special and blessed in the eyes of God. Remember, though, the Word of God lets us know in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "The thief comes not before to steal and to kill and to destroy." And, of course, the thief is Satan. Well, the rest of that verse goes on to tell us, "But I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." So it lays out the devil's job description, and it lays out Christ's job description as well in John chapter 10, verse 10. But notice again what it says about the goals of the thief, the goals of Satan in the lives of all human beings. The thief comes not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. The devil wants to steal from and to kill and destroy every adult in the world. But also he wants to do the same for children. The fact is, the devil has no compassion whatsoever towards children. He doesn't care. He wants to destroy all human beings. So it's important that we understand that This really shouldn't be seen as an optional issue. We should make it a high priority and a goal to disciple our children diligently and to seek to help them to become kingdom warriors who know how to not only live for the Lord and follow Him, but also know how to beat back the kingdom of darkness and to come against it as they walk in obedience to the Lord, even as young children. And certainly it's very possible. You've heard us talk. We've been talking a good bit over the last several weeks about our Ten Commandments project. Well, this is one of maybe many other things that can be done to disciple children. But if you haven't gotten some of your children or young people that you know involved, hope that you will. There's still plenty of time. Again, the speech contest ends on July 31st, which is about 3 weeks away. But keep in mind, it's very important that we understand that whether you get your kids involved with the Ten Commandments Project or some other project, but that you're diligently seeking to help them to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then teaching them how to diligently run after the Lord. So teaching them to pray, teaching them to read the Word, teaching them to obey the Word as well. Well, basically, again, in the Ten Commandments Project, it's such that a couple different sides of the project. One is if a young person simply memorizes the Ten Commandments and recites them to their dad or mom, all the dad or mom has to do is call us here at the American Family Association, 662-844-5036, extension 381. Let us know, and we will send whatever size T-shirt you tell us, small, medium, or large, and all we need is the child size and your mailing address, and we'll send them a free T-shirt once they memorize the Ten Commandments. The second part of the project is a speech contest where we're encouraging young people to write a speech about one of the Ten Commandments and to share that speech, videotape themselves on their phone, and send it to us to my email at jparker@afa.net. And as they do that, again, their video will be entered into the contest. But keep in mind, the main part is really not the monetary prizes that are associated with the contest. It's about discipling our young people. And young people can both read the Word and be impacted by the Word and be guided by the Word as they learn to take it and read it and follow it. We're going to listen to a speech by one of the young people. We've shared it before, but it's a very good speech by a young man by the name of Charles as he shares his Ten Commandments speech.
In the book of Exodus, in the Word of God, we first find the set of commands God gave us known as the Ten Commandments. In Exodus 20, verse 12, the Word of God tells us, 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The specific command, honor your father and your mother, is a command that children and youth can learn much from. Parents are to teach their children to obey them and to respect them. It's very important for all children to learn to obey and respect their parents. It's the parents of a child that will teach the child many of the first lessons that child will ever learn in life. As a parent teach their children to obey and respect them and their authority. The child can also learn that listening to and obeying authority is important. When a child properly learns to respect and obey their parents, this can help that child learn to respect and obey other authorities in the world. Sadly, when a child doesn't learn to obey and respect his or her parents, that same child may not want to respect his or her teachers at school. And that child may not want to respect the police in society or a judge in a courtroom. A child who does not learn to obey and respect his or her parents may run into trouble everywhere he or she goes. Why? Because knowing how to respect and honor authority is important everywhere in our world. There is a recent video that was on the internet that showed an incident in a courtroom, in a court where a young man received a sentence from a judge. The young man got very upset after he heard his sentence and said some very disrespectful things to the judge and the court. After the young man said the things he said to the judge, that judge added 6 more years into the young man's already heavy sentence.
Wow.
It does not pay to be disrespectful to authority.
Wow.
When children did not learn to respect their parents at home, too, often those children become rude, rebellious, and become some of the biggest troublemakers in the world. Mm. Also, when a child does not respect his or her parents, they are disrespecting God as well. In what way? Well, if a child disobeys or disrespects his or her parents, they are disobeying God and his command to honor your parents. Colossians 3:20. Tell us, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, we are told, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. Notice that these verses clearly tell us that one of sad ways people will act in the last days is that people will be disobedient to their parents. Exodus 20:12 tell us, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that your Lord, your God, is giving you. This command seems to carry a special promise along with it. It appears to tell us that a child who honors his or her parents will live a longer life. So if a child tries to honor his or her parents, that child will probably live a longer and much more blessed life than someone who did not honor his parents.
Again, a powerful speech by a young man by the name of Charles. Charles is 14 years old. Well, again, one of the realities I've seen as it relates to this particular project is I've really seen how the Word of God and the Spirit of God are dealing with each young person that has done a speech in a wonderful and a very fruitful way. So again, if you have a child or a grandchild or a young person you know of, you want to get involved with the Ten Commandments, please get in touch with us. We'd be glad to send you the information and so far as how you could help them get involved. And again, they're welcome to write their own speech. They can get their parents or grandparents help writing the speech. They can ask their pastor or get in touch with us. We'll be glad to help as well. But this project is one that helps young people engage the Word of God and begin to meditate and think on the Word of God, the wisdom and the power behind the Word of God. Well, again, it's one way to help us carry out this responsibility that God has commanded us to carry out, to go into all the world and make disciples. And of course, that certainly includes discipling our own children. So, and also I want to mention too, teaching our children to memorize the Ten Commandments is a very, very wise thing to do. Remember, the Ten Commandments are found in the book of Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5 in their entirety in those two places. But keep in mind, memorizing the individual commandments is very important because remember, God's word is seed, and that seed affects our minds, our hearts, and our lives, and it can steer our children in the right direction as they plant the words and the wisdom of the Ten Commandments in their hearts and their minds. I'm reminded of a tragedy in the news recently of two young elementary-age children that killed an adult. Well, how is it that children would even think along that line? They've been exposed to the wrong thing and haven't been exposed to the powerful Word of God and the grace of God like they should have been. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, as today we're looking at the topic of preparing our children and youth to be kingdom warriors. We'll be right back.
Our Father, which art in heaven, yeah, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Music from the Walls Group, the song The Prayer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic of preparing our children and youth to be kingdom warriors. And we just listened a few moments ago to a speech by a young man by the name of Charles. Charles actually lives just outside of Chicago, and he did his speech and got it to us. We're grateful for it. We're grateful for all the young people that have sent in their speeches so far. There's still plenty of time. So if you have a young person that would like to get involved, please contact us. You can email me for more information. Go to my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Again, plenty of time for them to yet get involved. So teaching our children, for example, having them to read the Word of God out loud to us parents on a daily basis is a very wise exercise. In fact, I would challenge and encourage every single parent listening, start today, if you haven't already started such a habit, have your children to read 3 chapters out loud to you on a daily basis. Nothing will bless your child more than the powerful Word of God. And remember this, don't think of it as an academic exercise. It's an exercise whereby the Spirit of God and the Word of God will begin to work on, mold, and shape, and work in the mind and the heart of your child and your children. Remember, when you're reading the Word of God, there's a sense in which God's Word is reading you. Remember, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And so when your child is reading the Word of God, Jesus is working with and interacting with that child in his mind, in his or her mind, and their heart as well. Let's take a moment now specifically to pray the Ten Commandments. And every parent listening, I would encourage you to pray the Ten Commandments with your children every single day. Lord, thank you for this day. Help us this day to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Doesn't take but just a few moments, but teach and train your children to pray the Ten Commandments every single day, as well as have them to memorize them. That's an extremely fruitful discipleship project in the life of any child, boy or girl, because nothing will bless, mold, and shape our children like the powerful Word of God. I want to take a moment now specifically to share a brief story, simply entitled Michael's Story, but it's a scenario of a young man who was tempted in a wrong direction. Again, Michael's story. It was a summer day when 16-year-old Michael went to his friend's house to hang out with some of the guys from high school. They'd been goofing off for about 30 minutes when one of his friends got a text that some girls from the high school wanted to stop by for a little while. The guys were excited and the parents weren't home, so the young men were thinking they wouldn't have to feel like someone was watching over everything they did. The girls arrived about 20 minutes later. Michael knew a couple of them from school, and one girl named Melissa seemed to be really interested in him. Michael and Melissa talked and flirted. Michael went into the kitchen to get a drink when a couple of the guys came in. One of them said, "Hey, Michael, looks like Melissa really has a thing for you. Man, she's hot." One of the other guys said, "Yeah, man, she looks good, and I heard she's a sure thing, if you know what I mean. You should take advantage of that situation. This is your big chance." Michael said, "What? I don't even know her. I'm not going to sleep with her." "Come on, Michael. What more could you ask for? You've got a hot girl who likes you in a house with no parents around. Sounds like the perfect opportunity to me, unless you're scared." "What?" Michael said. "No, I'm not afraid. I just think my first time should be special." The guy started laughing and teasing him. Michael had just, without meaning to, admitted to his friends that he was a virgin, and they made him feel like he was a freak. What happened next seemed like a bad dream, as Michael remembers it. He ended up doing something he didn't want to do, just to get the guys to let up on the pressure. He left the kitchen, went into the living room, and grabbed Melissa's hand. He led her into a back bedroom. The guys were right. She was a sure thing. That night, after Michael went to bed, he felt bad. He felt very disappointed in himself. How could he have made something that he thought was supposed to be very special into a random, cheap event? But how bad he felt that night was nothing compared to the sickness he felt that hit him several weeks later when Melissa called him to tell him she was pregnant. A paternity test confirmed that Michael was, in fact, the father of the baby. He didn't love Melissa. He didn't even really know her. There would be no wedding. He did get a part-time job after school so that he could give Melissa money for diapers and things like that. Where were Michael's friends who encouraged him to take advantage of the quote-unquote situation? Nowhere to be found, especially when it was Michael's turn to keep and watch his little baby son. Michael grew to love the baby and was proud of his son as he grew up. He knew that his son was a blessing, but if he could do it all over again, he wouldn't be a 16-year-old father. He would save sex for the girl that would one day be his wife. Well, again, that story shares of a typical scenario amongst high school children that can happen too often. How important it is that we teach and train our children to know the Word of God and to follow the Word of God. It's so important to recognize that if we teach our children what's right and teach them to boldly stand for what's right. In another scenario, a Michael could have said, "Oh, I'm keeping myself to be a virgin until I marry," and to be bold about it, as opposed to being ridiculed and giving in to the ridicule. It's important for us to teach our children to know that the Word of God is right. It's what blesses us. It's what helps us to make right and wise decisions. And it's what helps us to honor God in the way we live, in the life and the lifestyle that we live and follow. Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for the opportunity you give us to read your Word, and thank you for the opportunity you give us to use it to guide, to train, and teach our children to know what's right, what's wrong, what honors you, what doesn't honor you, what's wise and what is unwise. Help us to be faithful, to take your Word, and to be guided by your Word, to teach and train our children to know you, to love you, and to diligently live for you. We thank you and praise you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Teaching and training our children to know that God's Word is right, it's true, and that we should never be ashamed to say that we stand on the Word of God, that we live the Word of God, and we walk in its wisdom. Again, we should teach and train our boys and our girls, our young men and our young women, that keeping yourself until marriage is a wise thing to do. It's not impossible, and that lots of young people do that. And the statistics bear out the fact that that's true, in spite of the fact that the world tries to make us think that nobody's a virgin anymore before marriage. That's just not true. It's important for us to know that God's Word, again, helps us know what's right, what's wrong, what honors the Lord, what doesn't honor the Lord as well. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 31, it has a unique proverb. And, you know, as we look in all of the book of Proverbs, as I mentioned earlier, interesting to note, if you go through the book of Proverbs, you'll notice how many of them begin with words such as, "my son" or "my children," where you find out that a parent was wise enough to take the time to teach, train, and instruct their child about life, about making important decisions, and about gaining wisdom in life as well. Proverbs chapter 31 tells us these words, starting at verse 1. "The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink. lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. Verses 1 through 11 of Proverbs chapter 31. Very interesting, as you look at this proverb, you find out that this proverb, and of course it's a proverb largely about what a young man remember that his mother taught him. Sometimes when a person reads it, they think of it simply as a mom talking to her son, which again, that's largely what it is. But keep in mind, notice how it begins. It says, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. King Lemuel listened to his mother. Now, a big mistake parents often will make and often say to themselves, they say things like, my children never listen to me. They never pay any attention to what I say. Parents, our children are listening. They listen more than we realize. They listen to things sometimes that we're teaching them and wanting them to learn. And sometimes they listen and learn things you didn't mean for them to listen to and hear. Children are listening. So be sure that, let us as parents be sure and be wise enough to be teaching them truth that will bless them and point them in the right direction. This parent was wise enough, this mom was wise enough to teach her son a number of things. Amongst other things, she taught her son, don't get drunk. There's never a good time to get drunk. Also, son, stay away from sexually immoral people. And also, she went on to say, son, look out for the poor, for the weak, those that can't look out for themselves. In other words, God's word teaches his people all the way through the word, Old and New Testament, to look out for the poor, the disenfranchised, the weak in the world. Defend them. Look out on their behalf. That's an important truth. Then she went on to tell her son, son, let me tell you the kind of wife that you need. And she describes that in the balance of the book. Well, this mom was wise enough to teach and train her child, her son, wisdom that would help him for the rest of his life. And again, the whole proverb is basically truths that this young man remembered that his mother taught him. Parents, let's teach our children truth. Let's teach them insights and truths that will equip them to be kingdom warriors who love the Lord and stand for the Lord wherever they go in any and every capacity where they serve and represent him. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to mold and shape our children, to help them to come to know you and to live for you and to follow you all their lives. Help us to be wise enough to teach and train our children to read your word daily. Help us to be wise enough to teach and train our children to be men and women of prayer. Help us to be wise enough to teach and train our children to obey the word of God, to not simply to read it, but to live it, to walk in its truth, and to know that truth is what sets us free. Thank you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, in the last few moments of the broadcast, as usual, I want to give the opportunity to, if there's someone listening, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, today is a wonderful day to give your life to Christ. Remember, the biggest problem you have in life is solved once you come to know Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If you want to pray and give your life to Christ today, we invite you to pray this prayer with us, or you're welcome to pray it with us as a prayer of recommitting your heart to the Lord as well. Would you pray with us now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world, you lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I have sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, right now I ask you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Help me to live my whole life for you. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live my entire life following you. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we certainly would like for you to get in touch with us. Please email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share some resources and materials that will help you grow and begin to grow strong in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We hope to hear from you again, jparker@afa.net. We've been looking today at the topic, preparing our children and youth to be kingdom warriors. Thanks for listening. Please pray much for your children, for the children of the world, and for the church to disciple faithfully our children. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.